We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Shvi'it. We begin Perek Chamishi, the fifth Perek, Mishnah Aleph. Benot Shuach. Benot Shuach are a kind of white figs. It's the kind that takes 3 years from the time that they actually emerge from the branch after the flowers fall off, until the time they ripen. They ripen very slowly, these white figs, benot shuach. So, in which case, shevi'it shelahen shniya. Their shevi'it, their shmita, is in the second year of the shmita cycle, actually, which means like this. The benot shuach, if during the shmita year they emerge, the chanata occurs, which means that the petals of the flower falls off, and the small size of fruit is already beginning to come out. If that happens during Shemitah year, fruits have, they take on the Shemitah Kedusha as well. Any fruits that begin to emerge during the year of Shemitah have Kedusha Shvi'it, and all the restrictions of such fruit apply, such as they have to be eaten in a food-like way, they cannot be wasted, they cannot be used for business, they cannot be guarded by the owner of the field. He has to be mafkir them, right? He has to let anyone come and take. And all the other halachot of perot shmita that have kedusha. So that's if the fruit begins to emerge in the shmita year. So now the benot shuach, they begin to emerge in the shmita year. They will not ripen, however, till 3 years later on the second year of the shmita cycle. So, benot shuach, shvi'it shelahem shniya, even when they ripen in the second year, they have the status of shmita fruits. Shehen osot l'shalosh shanim, because the benot shuach grow over 3 years. Not like most other fruits that ripen the same year that they emerge, the benot shuach take 3 years to ripen. So therefore, those that ripen in the second year after Shemitah, must be they emerged during the Shemitah, and therefore they're subject to all the restrictions of Kedushat Shvi'it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaParsaot. Rabbi Yehuda adds another type of fruit to this story. He says HaParsaot. Parsaot, the Bar Tanura explains as another kind, a special kind of figs. Some say it's a type of dates. Maybe they came from Persia. They're called Parsaot. So haparsaot shvi'it shelahem motzei shvi'it. Their kedushat shvi'it can be on the year after shvi'it. Why? Shehen osot lishtei shanim, because they grow. It takes 2 years for them to grow. So they could, those that ripened in the first year of the shmita cycle must have emerged during the shmita year. Amru lo, the chachamim, however, argued with Rabbi Yehuda, and they said to him, "No, lo amru ela benot shuach." It has not been stated that certain fruits that ripen after Shemitah can have the status of Shemitah on any other fruits except the benot shuach, the white figs. Only by the benot shuach do we say such a thing, not by any other fruit. Mishnah Bet. Now, the following few Mishnayot are going to discuss the luf. Luf, according to the Bar Tanura, is a type of onion. It's the type of onion that after you pick it from the ground, it's buried in the ground in order to preserve it for use in the future. And the Chachamim made a gezerah that during the Shemitah year, being that burying the luf looks like an act of planting, one is not allowed to do so in the Shemitah year unless he follows the following conditions. So let's see. Hatomen et aluf bashvi'it, one who wants to bury luf, this type of onion, during the Shemitah. Rabbi Meir says, it's with the following conditions. Lo yivchot misa'atayim ad gova sheloshat fachim vetefach afar al gabav. He cannot bury, lo yivchot misa'atayim, he cannot bury less than 2 se'ah of luf in one single hole. It has to be at least 2 se'ah, ad gova shloshat fachim, and he has to pile them up in that hole. He has to pile them up in a height of at least 3 tfachim. And v'tefach afar al gabav, and he has to put at least a tefach of dirt on top of it. Normally the loofs are, you know, planted by scattering them all around. So now if you're going to pile them in such a way that Rabbi Meir described, then it's very clear that they are being stored, they're not being planted. Especially with the tefach of dirt on top, that shows that it's only being stored, it's not being planted. When something is planted, it's covered with just a thin layer of dirt. So therefore, if it's no less than 2 se'az, and it's at a height of 3 tfachim, and with a tefach afar on top, that's fine. The Chachamim come and disagree with Rabbi Meir regarding some of his conditions. They say, lo yivchot me'arba'at kavim. He cannot bury less than 4 kav. Rabbi Meir said 2 se'az. 2 se'ah, each se'ah is 6 kav. So 2 se'ah is 12 kav. According to Chachamim, you shouldn't have less than 4 kav of loof in one single hole. Ad gova tefach, and you can pile them up to a height of at least 1 tefach. Not like Rabbi Meir who said it requires 3 tfachim. V'tefach afar al gabav. That they do agree, that he should put at least a tefach of dirt on top of it. V'tomno bimkom drisat adam. And he should bury them, to store them, in a place where people walk, where people tread upon that area. So therefore, when people constantly trample there, that will prevent it from growing. And the burying is only with the intention to preserve them and not plant them. That is mutar during the Shvi'it. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.